Pure sound of the Winelands. KC 107.7.
Dis the weekend met Take My Breath Away, 9 minute net na 6, goeie naand, wel, dis nou 10 minute net na 6, goeie naand, jy is ingeskakel op KC Talk met my, Rasaad Adams. So, soos wat ek vroeger genoem het in die inleiding, ons wil graag bietjie gesels oor die probleem in die Parel Middeldorp, en ek beskou dit as 'n probleem, want ons sien nou die angs, die paniek, die onsekerheid onder besigheidseienaars, skakelei, inwoners in die Parel Middeldorp en omliggende gebiede oor die probleem daar so rondom misdaad. Die Good Party het byvoorbeeld ook hierdie week in Drakensberg 'n verklaring uitgereik waar hulle onmiddellike en dringende optrede deur die munisipaliteit eis. Hulle sê dit is byvoorbeeld nie net 'n verantwoordelikheid van die polisie om daar op te tree nie, maar ook dat wetstoepassers vanaf die munisipaliteit se kant af ook 'n rol daar speel het. Natuurlik het ons ook verskeie veiligheidsvernote in die omgewing wat saam met ons buurtwagte, ons GPF's werk en ons het vir hulle saamgebring in die ateljee vanaand. By my in die ateljee is Keegan Gertse, hy is raadslid en leier van die Good Party in Drakensberg. Goeienaand Keegan, baie dankie soos altyd vir jou tyd. Hy is 'n regular op die show en dan ook Rudy Spamers. Hy is die adjunk voorsitter van die Parel Wes GPF. Nou as jy dit nou nog nie weet nie, Parel, alhoewel dit een groot dorp is, is verdeel in verskeie polisieeringsgebiede, sektore en hy's in die verskeie areas het ook hulle verskeie polisiestasies. En waar daar 'n polisiestasie is, is daar gewoonlik ook 'n GPF. So in die geval van Parel Wes is dit die Parel sentrale polisiestasie oorkant of langs aan die hof. Dit is waar Rudy betrokke is. Rudy, baie dankie en welkom hier op KC Talk. Ons het vroeër gesels, toe het jy gesê sedert die begin van die jaar, jy het nou nog nie 'n vaste syfer van hoeveel gewapende rooftogte in die Middeldorp plaasgevind het nie, maar verlede week alleen was daar 4.
Korrek.
Dit is bietjie kommerwekkend, is dit nie?
Dit is, maar ek dink nie daar is nodig vir paniek saai of enigiets daaroor nie. Dit is nie een groep wat dit heeltyd kom doen nie, maar ons kan dit ook nie ons vingers opsit presies wie dit is nie. En van waar af hulle kom nie. So, dit is maar sapse werk om dit uit te sorteer op einde van die dag en ek weet ons werk baie naby saam met hulle en hulle is hard besig om dit uit te sorg.
Hoe lyk daai nabye samewerking tussen julle? Ek neem aan julle het mos nou obviously as 'n GPF het julle strukture soos die veiligheidsnetwerke, die community in blue, yes. Was verlede jaar aangekondig die stasie bevelvoerder kolonel Dyers het hulle ontvang daarso by die Parel Mall. Ons het daai geleentheid bygewoon. Jyself was op die tonele gewees verlede week. Skets dalk vir ons 'n prentjie.
So ons is op 'n groep wat ons dit ontvang op 'n SAPS-groep en dan as ons naby is reageer ons en ons gaan uit en ons gaan help hulle. Ons staan hulle by. Ons is 'n buurtwagte ook wat saamry. Ons is 4 of 5 geregistreerde buurtwagte in Parel wat ook help met misdaadvoorkoming en misdaad wat ons kan help kyk as ek dit so kan stel. Hulle noem dit eyes and ears, hulle noem dit E2 stelsel. En dit val ook so half en half onder die community in blue stelsel. So ons almal werk baie naby saam SAPS en ja, dit is maar 'n gewoelery op die einde van die dag om al die rolspelers gelyktydig te kry en die hulp te kry altyd is die groot probleem. Natuurlik elke toneel het sy eie hoe sê hulle challenges. En dit maak dit moeilik en ons kort regtig bietjie meer hulp van die publiek se kant af om meer betrokke te raak en bietjie meer oë te gee en nie net uit die water uit te wil staan elke keer as iets gebeur nie. Dit is 'n groot komkommer.
Keegan, I've alluded to the statement that your party released sometime this week. What prompted you to speak about the safety concerns in Lady Grey Street and the Paul CBD? And in your party's view, how serious has the situation become for, you know, not only residents, but those working and operating businesses in the area?
Thank you. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. Apologies to Saad, and good evening to Radio KC and its listeners. So, what prompted us? This is not the first instance that we've spoken out about the affairs of Lady Grey. Mm. What prompted us to ultimately release the statement is something that has been going on for quite some time. I mean, I'm in council for about approximately 3 years now, and I serve on the Public Safety Committee. And for 3 years, I have been vocal about the safety in Lady Grey to the point where, and what prompted me or led me to start engaging this topic was, you would have community members inboxing you, sending you messages. People are fearful for, you know, just brisking around in Lady Grey. People are fearful of shopping because there were so many instances that was reported to me where a lady or a child or a shopper would just be walking about, doing their thing, and ultimately end up getting robbed, or they would be mugged, or they would be threatened. And it's problematic because at the end of the day, the municipality has functional law enforcement apparatus. Mm. The problem that I personally have is how it is being utilized. And for me, it's not being utilized effectively. The excuse always is that law enforcement per se is a policing issue. That for me is untrue. Because we have a law enforcement department that whose muscle has actually been toughened up. And at the end of the day, you do not see the municipality, or at least the stats, as Rudy also has shared with me, that the stats reflects the effectiveness of Drakenstein's law enforcement apparatus. And that's the problem. So this is something that's been coming on for some time now. And I personally don't agree that when you do enter Lady Grey, or when you do go about shopping, or when you just need to have a getaway somewhere, just taking a walk, a brisk walk, for whatever reason, that your life ends up being threatened by it. That for me is problematic.
Rudy, hierdie rooftogte is niks niets nie. En ons het nou, voordat ons in die atelier gestap het, ook gesels daaroor. Ek is nou so 'n bietjie meer as 3 jaar in die Parel en as ek aan een juwelierswinkel dink in Lady Grey straat en hoeveelheid kere wat dit nou al beroof was. Maar so kort na mekaar is dit vir my persoonlik is dit kommerwekkend, maar jy het nou al klaar daai moontlike rumor die bank dat dit dalk 'n syndikaat kan wees. Maar daar kom net so 'n bietjie die tension en die paniek te ease onder die inwoners en onder die sakelei. Wat dui die voorlopige ondersoeke so ver?
Ja, wel, ek kan nie daar te veel uitbrei onder die ondersoeke nie. Dit is maar die polisie se werk. Ek gaan nie daarbij betrokke raak nie. Maar wat ons vermoed is, dit is one hit wonder gewees hierdie. Want dit is nie dieselfde persone nie. Ons kan dit sien op CCTV footage wat vir ons verskil was. En dit is definitief nie selle nie, so dit sal nie syndikaat wees nie. En dat het ook nie die selle, ek kan ook nou nie sê nie, die modus operandi is by die selle, vroeg oggende nie laat maar aan nie. Wat vir my so half sê, dit is nie ouens wat dit elke dag doen nie. Ek meen, as jy elke dag so rover is, gaan jy 5-6 uur in die aand, net so voor toe maak tyd, wanneer die laaie vol is, nie wanneer die laaie leeg is nie. Shoplifting is 'n groot probleem en dit sien ons al hoe meer en meer in die Parel, vooral in Lady Grey. Ek meen, daai een winkel net hierbo is 2 keer in 2 dae en dis net klere gryp en hardloop uit. So dit is kommerwekkend, maar ek dink meer die shoplifting. Ek sal nie sê die vuurwapens wat nou op die straat is dit is vir ons 'n groter kommer.
Ja.
Daar was gevalle gewees daar by die Brickfields laas week waar daar ons hijack was of probeer hijack was met pistole. Ons wat aangehou word met pistole, dit is nie meer dit raak 'n wildtuin aan buitekant.
So, dit is nie syndikate nie noodwendig nie, maar dit klink verskriklik georganiseerd.
Korrek.
En as ons nou praat van vuurwapens, jy het nou genoem van pistole, wat is die type vuurwapens?
Dit is soos 9mm pistole. So, en die ding is, ons het nog nie een van hulle gevang om te kyk of het plastiek pistole is nie.
Sure.
En ek gaan nie met my lewe speel en laat ek het gaan kyk na jou pistool nie. Verstaan jy? So, ons gaan van hulle moet begin vastrek, dit is een ding. En soos Richard ook gesê het, ons gaan moet begin hulp kry van law enforcement se kant af. En ek, my persoonlike opinie, ek gaan dit nou nie namens die GPF sê nie, ek dink hulle is baie laks.
Verskrikkelijk.
So, ek, dit, maar dis, soos ek sê, dis my persoonlike opinie.
Ja. Rashad Keegan, you have alluded to law enforcement, and I want to move to this. Obviously, your party mentions of a motion that you tried to table not too long ago about the crime situation in the Paarl CBD. Yeah. Before we get to that, what role, in your view, does law enforcement play in the safekeeping of an area or a central business area like Paarl CBD? What role should they be fulfilling, and are they fulfilling it?
Thank you so much. So the primary role of law enforcement by default is, of course, to enforce local bylaws of the municipality. And as part of those bylaws, safety plays an important key role. Mm. I mean, for argument's sake, you would get the nuisance bylaw. The responsibility of law enforcement is to enforce it. There, of course, are certain prescripts within municipal affairs or regulations that speaks against littering, that speaks against, you know, for argument's sake, if you need to address the, and I'm getting to the point soon, if you need to address the hawkers or the informal traders. So law enforcement's job ultimately is to ensure that these individual stakeholders, key players within the infrastructure of Drakenstein State, adhere to municipal bylaws. That's important because there are overarching realities that coincides with safety. For argument's sake, if law enforcement had to keep to its mandate on a day-to-day basis, there would be consistent patrols within Lady Greystead. And patrolling and boots on the ground is a form of deterring, is a deterrence force. So the fact that these things are happening tells me there's an absence, or they are operating because they do not necessarily see activity of law enforcement individuals or the law enforcement body, or even policing. Let's bring policing in. But the fact of the matter is these individuals, they do feel to an extent, they feel that they can get away with it, seeing that there are not law enforcement activities that operates within Lady Grey. And that for me is the... Yes.
At one point, they were quite active in the Paarl CBD area. What happened? 100%. Hulle gegaan, hulle het gestop.
Yes.
Ons noem hulle voet soldaten.
100%. And that's what I discussed with Rudy before.
The LEAP officers.
Every January, we sit on the statistics for the festive season. The portfolio committee on public safety sits on the portfolio committee, or we sit in the portfolio committee and review the statistics and the municipal safety plan. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Then you would see that there is consistent law enforcement bodies in festive season because they do understand that there's going to be a peak of activity, there's going to be a lot of people roaming around. So there is consistent boots on the ground. But after that energy space setup is over, when festive season is gone, all of a sudden you see that there is no deployments to Lady Grey anymore. And that for me is problematic because crime is not dependent on time of the year. Crime is a continuous thing that happens. And sure, as I said in the statement, poverty does not excuse criminality. Yes, criminality can be tied to poverty, but it does not give anyone the right that if I am poor, if I am in need of X, Y, and Z, it gives me the right and the license to conduct criminal affairs. So the issue that I have with Drakenstein and that I have continuously mentioned on the public safety portfolio is the fact that they only, I can't say advocate, but they only arrange, organize, focus on activities where there's a lot of warm bodies expected within Lady Grey. Then all of a sudden you see an increase of law enforcement personnel. And that is problematic, like I said before. So as part, and you've mentioned the motion, and we're going to go into it soon. The motion I've tabled as a solution specifically for that. And I'm going to tell you what happened. And this is, before we had, I think it was in May approximately, or in April, we had the bylaw on the informal traders. And I went around, I did a bit of a census with hawkers, informal traders, and conducted interviews with them to understand what their plights are, what their concerns are with regards to trading in Lady Grey. And one of them mentioned that you would be surprised that the let's call it illegal traders, how they at the end of the day entertain law enforcement personnel with gifts and treats, sure, and they are even to an extent informed on when law enforcement will patrol in Lady Grey and when they will not. So on the days that law enforcement is there, the non-permit holders are not within Lady Grey or trading. Mm. But on the days that they are not there, then the non-permit holders are taking over Lady Grey to the detriment of the permit holders. And that's really problematic. It coincides with why we see such a spate in crime in Lady Grey. It's because law enforcement, according to what the traders told me, is that law enforcement entertains criminality to the extent that they benefit from these non-permit holders. And that, for me, is problematic. Mm.
That is quite concerning and definitely something that we should be taking up with the municipality and test these allegations. It is quite concerning if to hear that there is a possibility that your law enforcement officials might be captured as well. Rudy Keegan referred to the lack of presence by law enforcement officials in the Drakenstein CBD area. I mean, I said earlier, not too long ago, we did see them patrolling. They would walk there. They would walk in groups, patrolling the streets of Lady Grey. What has your engagement been with the municipality? I know that the municipality often sits in at your monthly feedback meetings. Okay, I assume that they would. I mean, I've attended CPF meetings where Ida Barnard, the executive director for public safety, she would attend these. Sure. I don't know if she heard that the media was going to be there, but then she would attend it. But then I would assume that she would go and give feedback and say, listen, on these dates, these operations are planned, etc. What is your engagement with the municipality been in terms of creating some sort of framework on when and where to patrol when it comes to these hotspot areas?
Ek gaan myself nou weer laat blik voor, maar die eerste probleem is, jy kry glad nie afsprake met haar nie. En as jy afspraak met Ida,
die uitvoerende direkteur, okay.
Ja, so as jy afspraak kry met haar, dan cancel sy 'n week voor die tyd of 'n dag voor die tyd. Dit is nou maar die norm by haar. Maar wat vir my pla is, soos hy nou genoem het van law enforcement, hoekom sit Saldana? Jy lig sien hoe lyk hulle law enforcement. Gaan kyk 'n bietjie. Gewapend tot die tand, uitgekiet, tactical teams. En dis 'n klein dorpie. Hoekom kan ons nie selle hier in Parel?
Ja.
Gaan kyk hoe lyk Hannover Park se law enforcement. Hoekom lyk ons in nie so nie? Hoekom kan ons nie dieselfde kry as die ander kleiner dorpe? Wat maak ons as 'n groot dorp wat ons hier kan regdoen dat ons dit dieselfde kan kry nie?
Ons het meer as 300,000 inwoners, is hy nie?
320,000 om korrek te wees.
So, hoeveel het Saldana? Van interessantheid, ek meen 50,000-60,000. Hulle tactical teams, daar is van law enforcement. Ons het niks. Ons in Drani is gewere of pistole nie. Ons verkeer, op die beste van daar, kan hulle nie eens ordentlik mense aftrek nie. Want hulle is te bang.
Ja.
Hoe los ons hierdie probleem op? Ons het so 2 minute oor.
Van my kant af sal ek sê, kyk, ons het Afriforum buurtwagte in die Parel. Raak betrokke by julle buurtwagte. Ek werk nou saam met Parel Ose, soos 'n GPF. Raak betrokke by die gemeenskapspoliseringsforums. Raak betrokke by die buurtwagte. As ons dit nie self gaan doen nie, gaan dit nie self oplos nie.
Keegan, wat die oplossings is daar van die Good Party se kant af, behalwe julle emosie wat nou nie aangehoor was?
No, this is okay. Like, look, the issue that I personally have is, yes, sure, for criminality to be addressed, you need to understand or need to address the social aspects within society. But in the absence of that, the municipality must just look at number one, for me personally, would be to sort out the law enforcement contracts, because these individuals end up getting trained for approximately a couple of months, end up getting a year contract, and then they are basically focusing on new recruits.
Mm.
So there's this consistent spate of new recruits that comes into the law enforcement body, but there is no permanent vacancies available. Sort out that problem and then identify the hotspots, work with SAPS, work with the community policing forums, and at the end of the day, focus more on more boots on the ground. That is the biggest immediate deterrent to crime. That's something that I would at least advise Evelyn Apollos and Ida Barnard to look into.
Mm.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, dit is definitief 'n gesprek wat ons op 'n ander dag moet voortsit. Veiligheid is vir ons almal 'n baie belangrike principle. Ons almal wil in 'n veilige omgewing ons werk doen, ons inkopies doen. Die Parel CBD is natuurlik 'n kritiese deel van ons dorp. Dit is die kern, dit is die hart van ons local economy in hierdie omgewing. En soos wat Keegan ook nou verwys het na daai informal traders, jy weet, om sulke mense wat hulle brood en botter daar verdien te gaan ondersteun, wil jy dit obviously in 'n veilige omgewing doen. So manne, baie dankie vir julle tyd vanaand. Ek hoop dat hierdie is 'n gesprek waar die munisipaliteit ingesit het, want dit is baie baie duidelik dat samewerking hier nodig is. Die polisie het alreeds hulle hande vol met ander groter, erger misdade. En dis nie eers dat hulle hande vol is nie, hulle is under capacitated. As ons kyk na die syfers, die gebrek aan genoeg ondersoekbeamptes om sake op te los, die hoeveelheid dockets wat daai mense mee sit, hulle het die ekstra intelligensie nodig, en hier het jy nou 'n munisipaliteit wat nie te lank terug hierdie hele fanfare gemaak het oor hierdie veiligheidsplan wat hulle wil saamstel met CCTV kameras en 'n beheerkamer waar daar nou gewaas
dit
nou.
Wat bestaan?
Weer eens, dit is 'n gesprek wat ons definitief moet voorsit, en sê vir julle baie baie dankie vir julle tyd. Julle het geskakel op Casey Talk met my, Rasaad Adams.